Thursday at this time for some fantasy football knowledge. He is Eric Carabell of ESPN.com, brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Mr. Carabell, how are you doing today?
I'm doing better than the Eagles, Mike. Feeling good.
No, I don't know. You're down on the Eagles now. I mean, you were kind of up on them before.
I'm shocked at what has happened the last couple weeks, other than the Giants game. That defense, it's unbelievable. I hope they win this week. I think they're going to win this week, but I think they're going to give up a lot of stuff. Blake Bortles, his history in London, he actually plays well.
Yeah, he's 3-0.
I think he's going to. And it's like 8 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Mm-hmm.
The way the Eagles secondary's played, no pass rush. I am concerned. I think Wentz just has to outscore him, and I think this week he will.
All right. What kind of stands out about this card? What kind of stands out for you where you can take advantage of certain positions?
Well, I mean, it's all about running backs. There's a lot of fill-in running backs this week. Guys that kind of emerged last week. We want to see what they do. Nick Chubb, the Cleveland rookie, Marlon Mack of the Colts again in a great matchup at Oakland. Kerryon Johnson. These guys are all now being looked at as top 20 running backs, yet they really haven't proven themselves all that much. Kind of a big week for these guys. I rank them all well as well. That's because there's not a lot of options. Big week for Latavius Murray as well. We don't know when Fournette and Dalvin Cook of Minnesota and Jacksonville are going to play again. So their fill-ins are kind of important for the next couple weeks.
All right, let's see. Talk about Kerryon Johnson. He's putting major numbers up here. So is it like overhyped that you go with him here, or do you roll with him?
No, you roll with him. I mean, Seattle has done a good job against the run, but when you look at who they've actually played this season, haven't played a whole lot of great running backs. So I do think that Kerryon is the guy. They only bring in LeGarrette Blount for third and goal from the 1 yard line. Theo Riddick barely plays. So I do think that Kerryon Johnson is becoming a top 20 running back for Detroit. He can catch passes as well. Look, there's not 20 running backs to put in our top 20 most weeks. There's just not enough running backs out there because there's too many timeshares and injuries. I do think Kerryon Johnson can help your fantasy team.
All right, let's look at the Philadelphia-Jacksonville game and some players that you might look at here. Wentz is putting up good numbers. Of course, the fourth quarter was not that great. Jalen Ramsey's now in this game here. So how do you measure this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be covering Alshon Jeffrey the whole game. I mean, I think they're going to kind of go back and forth there. Not really generally a guy who just takes one side. You know Zach Ertz is a guy. I think the way Jeffrey has played the past couple weeks since coming back, you've got to use him every week at this point. But no other Eagles. The running backs, can't trust them at all. I don't really trust the running backs for either side in this game, to be honest. A lot of time sharing going on there. You don't want to use Blake Bortles. Makes a lot of mistakes. And really, the thing that we've learned about the Jaguars, other than Bortles the last couple of weeks, is you really can't trust their defense. I am not ranking Jacksonville's defense as one of the top 5 this week. I think you avoid them. I'd go with the Eagles' defense over Jacksonville.
Interesting. So you might like the Birds a little bit this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to make it tougher than they need to, but, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't a convincing yeah, bro.
Well, I mean, you can't be convincing after the way they've played. Yeah. But I do think that Wentz just has to do more. I mean, I know he's done a lot the last couple of weeks. Now he's going to have to throw for like 350 and 3 touchdowns.
All right, let's get some questions in here. Let's roll with some emails first. Non-PPR league, Adrian Peterson or Latavius Murray from Tony?
I'm going Murray. 22 fantasy points in PPR format each in the past 2 weeks. Healthier than Peterson, a lot younger than Peterson. I like Murray a lot better.
All right, Brett needs one flex player. Greg Olsen, Marquise Goodwin, LeSean McCoy, Devin Funchess.
If I knew McCoy was healthy, I'd go with him. I mean, I still think that he can establish himself. He got plenty of volume in the preceding 2 weeks before last week, before the concussion. I think he's going to play this week. I think he's going to bounce back a little bit, catch some passes on Monday night.
All right, Paul, is Jordan Howard worth keeping?
He's worth keeping, but he's not worth using at this point because it's clearly Tariq Cohen is passing on the depth chart. He's catching passes. Guys like Howard and Peterson and Alex Collins, they're really tough to trust in fantasy because they don't catch any passes at all.
All right, Dan emails in, Marlon Mack, Latavius Murray, Nick Chubb, pick 2.
All my top 20 this week. Mack and Murray are ranked a little bit ahead of Chubb, but I mean, that's a flip of coin. They're like ranked 15, 16, 17.
All right, great question here. Michael Lopez, I've been killed by injury at running back spot. I have Brady and Mahomes. I have to trade one of them. Which one should I trade? And what should I expect back?
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you want to throw out a name and see what you'll get back. Somebody might give you one of the top running backs in the NFL for that guy. I would try to trade Mahomes and keep Brady if you can get a better return on a running back. But there's only about six or seven running backs. I would even trade for either one of those guys. So I'm looking more at trading something else or trading those guys for bulk. You want to get a lesser quarterback and a solid running back, but you got to get a top 10 running back for those guys.
All right, Randall, quarterback Roethlisberger or Trubisky, running back Royce Freeman or Giovanni Bernard?
I don't like either of those running backs. Neither are starters, and that's a problem. But I do think Denver's matchup is such that Royce Freeman can put up better numbers than Gio Bernard. And Gio hasn't even played the past couple weeks. And then a quarterback, the home game for Roethlisberger, I'll go with him.
All right, let's go to the tweets. It is a half-point PPR. He needs a flex, Devin Funchess or Geronimo Allison.
That's Funchess. I mean, when in doubt, you're going with the team's number one wide receiver over like the team's number three wide receiver. I understand it's Aaron Rodgers and all that, but still, Funchess is catching touchdowns the past couple weeks. He's the guy.
All right, Jim tweets in, Cam Newton or Derek Carr? Oh, Derek Carr's really? been crying on the field here.
I think that's a fake question, actually. Nobody in their right mind would play Derek Carr. Nobody. I don't even have him ranked among the top 25, and there's only like 28 quarterbacks starting this week.
All right, here's one for quarterbacks. Wilson, Luck, or Winston from DJ Fisher?
I mean, I think most people would say Winston at this point. Certainly the matchup is nice for him this week. And the way he's played the past couple of weeks, that's a lot of yards last week. I like Luck, too. I played them both over Wilson, but I think Winston gets the nod.
All right, here's one. Do I go with Luck or Cam Newton? And do I go with the Eagles' D or the Ravens' D this week?
Ravens' D for sure. They're playing better. They're completely stopping the run. They have a good secondary. And Cam Newton's a good player every week. He doesn't have the greatest passing numbers. Remember, every week he runs for 50 yards.
All right. Is this from Andrew Salchunas, that question? Marvin Jones or Willie Snead? This is from our own Andrew Salchunas here. Marvin Jones or Willie. Oh, it's for you. It's from Tyrone. Marvin Jones or Willie Snead this week?
Yeah, two guys playing real well lately. I mean, Marvin Jones has what I think like 19 catches in six games. I'd go Willie Snead. I'm tired of Marvin Jones. I want to go with a guy who's played well of late.
All right. Sean goes John Brown or T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y., but John Brown has played well. He is their guy. Just not a lot of volume. It's very touchdown dependent. I'd go T.Y.
All right. What is the trade value for Amari Cooper? GDW23 tweets in.
In fantasy? I don't think you can get very much from him at all. You certainly can't get a first-round pick. That's just ridiculous. One of the worst trades I've seen in years. I don't even rank Cooper as a top 25 receiver. I mean, obviously they're off this week, but I don't even think he's a top. First of all, they run the ball so much. And their quarterback doesn't throw deep well. I mean, Dez was shot the last couple of years. You do not want Cooper in fantasy.
All right, last question
on the Eagles.
Last tweet question from Josh. Big Ben, Winston, or Goff, and McCaffrey or Kenyon Drake at running back in a PPR league?
Definitely McCaffrey over Drake. Drake's played well, top 20 guy, but McCaffrey gets a lot more volume. And if it was Ben versus Goff, I would go with Goff this week. I think he's going to have huge numbers.
All right, let's go to Brian on the telephone. Brian, you're on with Eric Carabell. What's your question?
I need a second running back to go with Kareem Hunt because I have Dalvin Cook. I got Aaron Jones or Corey Clement. Which one do you think I should play this week?
I'd play Aaron Jones. I don't want to trust any Eagles running backs, especially if the defense does better against the run.
Okay. All right, that does indeed the quickest 10 minutes in fantasy football discussions. Are you feeling the Eagles? Are you ready to go for a prediction? You don't sound like you're too bright on their chances here.
I think they win 33-30 this week.
You pick them every week. You have picked the Eagles every week.
Well,
you know that,
did you
right?
think they were going to lose last week? Did you think so? No, come on.
You've picked them every week.
They're going to go to 4-4. I trust they're going to go to 4-4.
4-4. And does that rekindle the season, my friend?
If they can beat Washington, it does. I mean,
so they win the division with a 9-7 record, is what you're saying.
I think they can. They're going to win in week 17 against Washington, yeah. But they're going to lose a couple more games along the way.
Yeah, of course. But they beat Washington last game of the year, get in the playoffs, shock the world on the road, right?
Oh, they're going to win in week 17, win the division. That'll be the night game. And then they'll lose in the first round of the playoff.
First round of playoff? All right, we'll get one more call. All right, let's get Steve in fantasy. Steve wants to talk about fantasy. Steve, thanks for checking in. We'll squeeze you in. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, Eric, I'm starting Saquon Barkley and Latavius Murray. I have three running backs. I need one. Eckler, Drake, or Aaron Jones?
I think Drake's safe now at this point. He catches enough passes. I would go with him. I mean, Eckler's on a bye. You don't want him, obviously.
That's
but
true,
I think
yeah,
Kenyon
yeah,
Drake.
I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Kenyon Drake is the guy I would go with this week, sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Steve. Who do you like, by the way, in New Orleans and Minnesota?
I think New Orleans is going to get some revenge.
I like him in revenge, too. I may put a few shekels down on that one.
Reed's going to throw for a ton this week.
All right, Eric, thanks a lot, man.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. There he is, Eric Carabell.